Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Knoxville Fire Chief Jim Mitchell to talk about his thoughts on the anniversary of 9/11.
A very powerful day in the day of firefighters. What does 9/11 mean to you and to the Knoxville Fire Department?
Well, I think, you know, to always remember, never forget what 343 firefighters sacrificed that day. They went in to make rescues, and 343 of them didn't come back. It's always our goal is obviously that everyone goes home, and that's our goal in our business, but yet that's not always can be the case. That situation on 9/11, 2001 wasn't the situation that day. They went in to make a violent rescue attempt, and it was a failure. We lost 343 firefighters.
Take us back to that day for you. What were your thought processes as you were seeing these events unfold?
Well, me personally, it was an interesting day. And I think September 11th, 2001 is very similar to the what was you doing the day that Kennedy was killed for the older generations. And, you know, everyone asked themselves, what was they doing? And I was working that day. I worked for Des Moines Fire, and I was attending hazmat training to be a technician. And I was on a 40-hour work week that week. It was my shift day. So there was a lot of emotions that day. Oddly enough, my class was held at Camp Dodge there in Johnston. So we didn't have a TV. We didn't have a radio. The only thing we really had was our flip phones and was receiving text messages from our loved ones. So as I was getting text messages that a plane had run into the World Trade Center tower, I was thinking of Cessna, a small aircraft. And then another text message would come, no, it was an airliner, and now they believe it's a terrorist attack, and the second World Trade Center tower has been hit. And not knowing, we broke for lunch, and noon came. We scrambled to get out of there to go find a restaurant with a TV so we could see what was going on. And once we did, you kind of understood the horrificness of all of it, how awesome of an event this was. And when we went back to Camp Dodge, we was met at the gate by armed guards and concrete barriers in front of the gates. We didn't think we was going to get back on the campus until they finally came, and a person with a lot of brass on their collar said, sure, you can go back in and get your books, but you have to leave. You can't hold your class here. So we went to the Urbandale Fire Station and held the rest of our class, and that was where it was the rest of the week. I can remember feeling I needed to be at home with my family, and I remember feeling like I needed to get to the station because my crew was on duty that day. It was a pretty odd feeling. And being in the metro, kind of like around here, we get accustomed to hearing trains drive through the community. And when they ordered all the aircraft to land and no flying for 3 days, it was an eerie feeling in the metro because there was no jets, nothing. It was silence. And the only jets we did hear would be the scrambling of the F-16s at that time. And so that was eerie. That was strange. And then followed by, you know, the day after and weeks to follow, months to follow, was this overwhelming appreciation of the fire service amongst the community. We were flooded with all kinds of gifts, from money to food at the station. I don't think we went the first 3 months after 9/11, 2001, without having cookies or some kind of food brought to our station. I know the Des Moines Fire Department received donations up over $100,000 that we gave to the survivors, the widows of the 343 firefighters that died at the World Trade Center towers.
What do you think the memory should be in regards to the firefighters that sacrificed themselves on that date 13 years ago?
Well, I think we can't forget that here's 343 people that was willing to give their lives and did give their lives to save another human, someone they've never met before. They gave it all. Even though they knew the risk was pretty high, they knew the odds were against them, they still kept filing in one at a time. And I don't think we can forget that. I think we have to appreciate the hazards that are associated with the fire service. There's lots of hazards out there, and it's not just terrorist attacks. I mean, there's just lots of hazards involved in this business.
And that's what people should understand, that being a firefighter, and especially being a volunteer firefighter, there's still a lot of risk of life and limb for all of you out there.
I think that's true, yeah. I think with some sciences that have been proven here recently, we have a much better sense for how fire will behave, and that makes us safer. Yet there's still hazards out there that are hidden, unknown, and unpredicted. So Yeah, it's a hazardous job for sure.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville Fire Chief Jim Mitchell, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.